they don't put specific numbers to this, saying how many millions would come from cutting the advertising or the catering or anything like that.
And that's the point, isn't it? That's the point, isn't it?
I agree. I think it's tricky to quantify that, but I suppose they do have some numbers in the background.
Do you think that they are offering, or putting on the table at least, an advisable solution? I personally don't have any answers because I'm not an economist. Are they putting something on the table that would you consider it as viable? Is it a positive way to move forward for the country? Would no tax cuts encourage businesses? But there could be a downside that, I don't know what the downside is, but maybe there could be.
I think they are making some sensible proposals, and there's a little bit of fat still to cut in government spending. But they are emphasizing that you really need a proper review of all spending to not cut to the bone. And I think the key there is to have a close look at programs, at departments, and look at some major savings down the line. But it's not straightforward. I think the key to remember is that the minister needed the additional money simply to fund extra spending.
Yeah.
And I think they don't need taxes just to make the books balance.
Would the extra spending mooted by government, would it have been something of a frivolous nature? Was it serious stuff that the government needed the extra money for? Because we always hear about governments wanting extra money, and usually it goes down a rabbit hole.
I think the items that the minister mentioned were very sensible. And in a way, he was doing better than last year when he didn't budget for the full salary increase that in the end got applied. But now he did put it in the books, and I think that's a more credible way of going about it. So the additional spending is needed, and I think it's on sensible items.
What do you think about the suggestion at the beginning of a 2% increase in VAT? That, to me, again, speaking not as an economist, seemed to be pretty much of a lazy cop-out. Very, very lazy and arrogant in terms of the government. I mean, how did you see that original proposal?
I think it's the quickest path to raise additional revenue. Any new taxes takes a lot of research and work and consultation, so he can't really put anything new or dramatic on the table. He simply needs to increase something that he already has to use. And in that sense, that's the easiest one of the lot. You don't want to scare off the companies. Individuals are already taking a heavy burden of taxes. So in that sense, it was easy. But it didn't make the right impression with the South African audience.
Do you think government has the actual capacity to cut the fat? Because as a journalist, I see that they don't. And in fact, in most cases, they are unwilling. So if they are asked to cut the fat, in most cases, they'll try and stonewall it. It's a very lengthy, agonizing process.
Unfortunately, this process of fiscal consolidation, reforms, etc., is a contested one. So even though there may be some fat, but not everybody's keen on cutting it. The minister can force it through by simply not putting it in the budget and then being strict about whatever reprioritization takes place.
Do you think Godongwana to date has been a good finance minister? Everybody praises Trevor Manuel, for example, to the roof, but Trevor Manuel maybe had it a bit easier because our economy at least was growing. Here we have a finance minister with an economy that says it's growing by a percentage point, but the reality on the ground is pretty much a stagnation.
I think he's made the best of difficult circumstances, and he was lucky to be bailed out by first the commodity boom and then the gold and foreign exchange reserve account. But he's now at the point where hard decisions have to be made.
Do you think he's capable of making these hard decisions? Because it seems as if the first proposed budget was more of a political one than economic thinking.
I think it's possible, and there's really good capacity at Treasury. But what the first budget showed is that you need to win hearts and minds. We all need to buy into the plan of consolidating the fiscal stance and cutting some spending and eventually maybe increasing taxes somewhere. Those are those hard choices. But it doesn't help if only Treasury or only the minister makes them. He needs to get everybody on board.
I personally think if the country worked properly, if people didn't go a kilometer outside their house and their car disappears into a sinkhole or a pothole or whatever, or if you turn on a tap and you get running water, or if you get electricity 24/7, that people or the public would be a little more forgiving in terms of being asked to pay more tax. Right now, as a citizen, I wouldn't be interested because none of us are getting any bang for our tax buck whatsoever.
Well, I agree. And you even see that in formal tax buoyancy measures. Taxes have been stagnating because the economy is not growing and people are using every legal way to pay as less tax or as little tax as possible. So it would be different if the economy was working and government was delivering the services we're paying for.
There's been an interesting footnote through all of this, and that is that Kisveta and Gorongwana, when the mics are left on by accident, don't seem to be very happy with each other. But at the same time, SARS seems to be arguing if they need to be given the tools, because they seem to think, and I speak under correction, that they can collect something like 80 billion or 800 billion more, I think 80 billion more rand or 800 billion more rand in taxes if given the tools and opportunity, which could solve a lot of problems.
They are having a meeting today, and it's going to be interesting to hear afterwards how that gets reported. And I hope that the commissioner and the minister are really professionals and they can look beyond whatever political differences or personal differences they may have. And I think it's useful to give SARS those tools.
Because, I mean, one of the problems that we sit with in this country is the flight of capital to offshore destinations. A lot of our big companies, I'm not going to mention them, they'll probably sue me, seem to be very, very good at hiding their profits. They disappear from sight. And as South Africans who've paid for the goods, we don't get much back because the taxes these companies should be paying go into thin air.
There's been a lot of research on that recently. And it's true that sort of tax shifting is happening. And I think that's why SARS need the teeth to address that. And it's often down to capabilities, staff and computing systems. And I think there is scope to get more money in.